Onondaga County legislators held their usual monthly session on Tuesday, but not in their chambers on the fourth floor of the county courthouse.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Much of the routine sounded familiar, even though most lawmakers were chiming in virtually from home or work. The unusual circumstances didn't keep them from tackling issues that have stirred significant debate. One was starting the process of consolidating ownership of aging town and village sewer systems under the county. Tuesday's measure begins with the leasing of the Meadowbrook Limestone District, covering Manlius, DeWitt, Fayetteville, and parts of Syracuse. It's been over a year in the making and is the first of many agreements across the county. Legislator Kevin Holmquist represents parts of Manlius and says sewers are the most expensive issue facing town and village governments in the next decade or more.
Small municipalities like villages and towns don't have the economies of scale for maintenance and replacement and everything. And that's one of the primary reasons that we're consolidating this, is the county is in a much, much better position to take over the system. And we are all in this together.
Holmquist says this agreement is the first of its kind in the state and will likely serve as a template for future sewer consolidations. Legislator Jim Rowley is concerned the agreement will no longer allow towns and villages a seat at the table.
For many reasons, this is a dangerous precedent, in my opinion. There's no check or balance, no input from the municipality on capacity issues in this agreement.
A few others felt they needed a clearer vision of the larger consolidation plan before they could support this first step. Legislature Chairman Dave Knapp reminded them the initial agreement has the support of the state DEC.
If you remember, last month we accepted a $2.25 million grant from the DEC to go towards the Meadowbrook Limestone improvements because they really like this agreement.
The final vote was 11-4 in support of the plan. By roughly the same margin, lawmakers agreed to remain a landlord at the galleries downtown to continue to cover $2.3 million in central library improvements and to accept $625,000 from Honeywell to acquire property near Onondaga Lake for parking. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.